Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This episode is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage.
Hi, Jojo.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. This is my daughter. She's 18. And the shaking in the background and the heavy breathing.
That's Dakota. She's our 80-pound golden doodle.
She's cute. So I remember when you were just a little teeny tiny punkers. So cute. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't.
But I have lots of pictures from it.
Do you remember anything you liked doing back then?
I liked to sit and read.
Yeah, you did.
And watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yep, yep. All those things. Mm-hmm. Do you have any books? Like, do you remember sitting and reading with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one of my favorite things to do with you.
Especially Piggy and Elephant books.
Oh my gosh, Mo Willems, Piggy and Elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were so good. They were so good. You know, if I would have been like maybe more into kindness at that point, I probably would have introduced you to like kindness books. But Piggy and Elephant were pretty kind to each other.
I gotta be honest. I like the Piggy and Elephant books the best. I don't think you could have topped that.
No, you're right. You're right. Kindness comes to a close second to Piggy and Elephant.
Yeah, it goes maybe Piggy and Elephant up top, then like a little farther down kindness and then everything else.
Hey, love you, kid.
Love you too.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today, we get to hear from Sophia Tyler.
I just think that's like one of the highest forms of love is showing grace to people, giving somebody a gift when they don't deserve it.
Sophia Tyler hopes to reintroduce the timeless message of the Golden Rule to young children. Her children's picture book, The Friendly Mouse, launched March 21st, 2022. You can read the rave reviews about this debut book on Goodreads. But let's welcome Sophia Tyler. Now, let's get real honest. When I was in college, I was like a bit of a hot mess. I don't know. I was chasing boys and doing all the things. I certainly wasn't writing books and trying to change the world and make people kinder. But the world is in good hands, my friend, because we have Sophia Tyler on our side of kindness. And she goes to Hope College, and she has recently published her first children's book, and it's called The Friendly Mouse, and it launched on May 21st. So I would love very much for you to meet my new friend, Sophia. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here with me today. I know you're a very busy college student.
Yeah, of course. I'm so happy I got to do this. I'm so excited.
So you are majoring in social work, or what do you tell me about you?
Yes, I'm majoring in social work. I'm a senior, and I'm planning on in the future getting my, actually in the fall, planning on getting my master's in social work.
And you'll go to Denver for that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I just committed to Denver.
Excellent.
University of Denver. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I'm super excited.
So what drew you to social work? Because that's a pretty intense field.
Yeah. Honestly, I wanted to originally go into education and, excuse me, I originally wanted to go into education, and then I did this tutoring program where college students tutored like elementary school kids, and I found myself being terrible at explaining like story problems and stuff like that, but I was way better at like talking about her home life and her relationships at school. And I just kind of was like, I'm not really interested in teaching anymore. I'd rather build relationships with people and try to help them with their lives and difficulties that are going on. So I kind of just got more in touch with like what I was like good at and what I liked to do.
Was that in conjunction with Ready for Life? I know you're very involved in that.
So I'm involved with that this year. Yes. But and that was my freshman and sophomore year, and this was like a totally different program.
Tell us about
Ready for Life is for college students, and that was for elementary school.
Okay. Tell us about Ready for Life and how that works.
Yeah. So Ready for Life is the best thing ever. I am interning there. I've been there this whole academic year. And basically what it is it's a post-secondary education program for students with intellectual disabilities. And so they come into this program and they learn independent living skills, job skills, and then they'll take like two or three HOPE classes, like academic classes. And basically what I do there is I have a supervisor that's a social worker that I kind of work under and sit in on her meetings one-on-one with clients and kind of just like practice being a social worker. But it's been super cool because they're college students, so they're my age. So I've been able to like build friendships with them, not only see them as like clients. So yeah, it's awesome. I've loved it so much.
So, I mean, I obviously you have to have internships and things like that as part of the college experience. But is there a reason why you were drawn to this particular place, this particular group of individuals?
Yeah, I think that like initial like passion for like wanting to be around a specific population was I had my best friend growing up, her little sister had special needs. And when I first met her, I was like very intimidated by her just because I just like didn't understand her. I didn't understand the way she worked. But obviously that was my best friend's little sister. So I saw her all the time and I just built this really special bond with her. The more I got to know her and understand her, which then kind of just like built this like almost just like love and wanting to understand individuals with disabilities better. And the more I have, the more I've just absolutely loved being around that population. And I just feel so filled up when I'm around them and feel like it sounds so cheesy, but I feel like I get way more out of it when I'm with them rather than like me serving them. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just, I've had so many beautiful experiences with that specific population. So I just love that.
It's interesting that you say like you get more out of it because I always feel that way about kindness where, you know, if I get to do an act of kindness, it's not the recipient who is really benefiting. It's me. Mm-hmm. I can feel it every time. It's like, it just fills me up. Do you feel that way?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%. It's so energizing and refreshing. Mm-hmm.
So I know people who have waited like lifetimes, like they have been dreaming about a book that they want to write forever and never quite get around to it. So how did you come up with this idea and just say, yeah, I'm going to do it?
Yeah. So it's weird. It actually started out as like a high school assignment. I wrote it my senior year of high school. I went to a Catholic school at that time and my religion teacher had assigned all of us to write a book centering around a Bible verse. And so I wrote this book and showed it to my parents, like just being like, oh, look at this book I wrote. And they were the one who like planted that seed of like, you should try to get this published. And I would have never been able to like do that on my own. I would have never had like the belief in myself on my own to like want to get a book published. So that was like all a lot of my parents like pushing me and being like, no, you can totally do this. And yeah, it was a lot on my parents' part. And then just like the process of it made me just have so much more respect for authors and artists, just like anybody in that realm of work, because it really is so much work and effort. And I just like learned so much more about that world because I'm social work. I'm not like going down the author route. So like I just learned so much about that world and it was so fun. And I just have gained so much more respect for that line of work because it does take a lot of effort.
What advice do you have for other people who are saying, you know, I really want to do this, but I don't know anything about the publishing process and it just sounds really overwhelming. What's your advice there?
Yeah, I think having like a good team is huge because like my editor and graphic designer and illustrator and just all the people that have come in and who have helped and supported me have just been so, so kind and so patient with like me and my schedule as a student. And I just feel like having that like patient, consistent, creative, people who have the energy to put a ton of effort in is just so huge. And just making you feel supported. I think finding a good team and a good support system is the most important thing to have.
Where did you find your team?
My dad helped me a lot. My dad obviously has more connections than I do. So he was like my number one fan throughout all of this. He helped me a ton and is always like in the email chains. And he's been awesome.
It's so good to have a personal cheerleader, isn't it? Just somebody to say, go, you can do it. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Pick you up when you're like laying on the side going, I can't run anymore. I can't do it.
I know. I'm like, can I do it? I don't know.
Well, ta-da, you did it. So there. How did you find your illustrator?
Yeah. So our graphic designer and the Monica Austin, who's been helping us throughout this whole process, kind of connected us with him. I'm pretty sure he is a Christian illustrator. So he usually like illustrates for Christian books like this. So it was kind of like in his realm of work and what was focusing on. And he totally fit exactly like my style that I had in mind for the book. I was like really wanting to go down the route of like old fashioned, cute, warm, kind of like Peter Rabbit kind of style.
Yes.
And he like totally exceeded my expectations. He has been awesome.
That's neat. He got your vision and he ran with it. Yeah.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
More from Sophia Tyler in just a second. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage.
Hey, I'm on the pickleball court right now because, you know, I'm so good at pickleball. Yeah. I'm with my friend Mark, who also is a pickleball player. Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good am I at pickleball?
You're about a -2.
It's totally true. Honesty. I love honesty in people and I love honesty in companies. Pickleball here is pretty competitive at the YMCA, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great for the over 70 crowd and even better for the under 70 crowd.
And it's really sad that I lose every single time because, yeah, I can run faster than all of them can roll in their scooters. So anyway, competitiveness is really kind of, I think, the name of the game when it comes to mortgage companies. And United Faith Mortgage is just my favorite. I just love them because instead of being like the, ooh, we got to beat out everybody else and, you know, take everybody else down. They're just a family-owned company run by a father and son, John and Ryan, and they just, you know, they're a direct lender. They don't have the middleman. They can just do what they want to do, and that means you get a better rate, so that's pretty cool. But faith and family is at their core. That's why they chose to be a close partner with the Kindness Podcast. So I just love that. Speaking of, you, Mark, told me that I was a -2. Have you ever listened to the Kindness Podcast?
Yes, it's a beautiful podcast. It's great. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. I'm running out of adjectives.
Why haven't you learned anything from it then?
I guess I would say I'm a little hard-headed, but I appreciate you.
He appreciates my -2. Hey, you will appreciate United Faith Mortgage. Check them out.
And now back to Sophia Tyler. So I'm not sure that we even told anyone exactly, but the book is called The Friendly Mouse, if I haven't said it yet. and so I'm really curious.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
First of all, what's the Bible verse that you chose when you were in high school for this book?
Yeah, so I know it's stated in like Luke and Matthew, so I don't know like the exact chapter and verse, but basically centered around the golden rule, treating others as you would like to be treated. Because like the point of the book is this mouse was never treated with kindness from these two people that he extended kindness to. So like the baseline of it is showing kindness to people who don't deserve it, but treating kindness because that's how you would want to be treated at the end of the day.
Wow. Okay. And what ages is this book for?
I would say, I don't know. I would say maybe like all the way up to like maybe elementary school. But honestly, personally, like I am such a kid at heart. Like I still love storybooks. I still think that they're so cute and innocent and like wholesome that I still like to read them. But like, just cause they're so cute. But I think like probably majority it would be like little kid to like elementary school. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope your book becomes one of those like The Giving Tree where mm-hmm. you're, you know, I'm 46 years old and I love The Giving Tree. Yes. It's like you open it and you're like, oh, too. Yeah, yeah.
So. I know. I do too. I love that book.
So we need your book to do that because it's, you know, it's about kindness. So yay.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, it wouldn't be the Kindness Podcast if I didn't ask you some questions about kindness you've seen in your life. And so I would mm-hmm. love to hear about any acts of kindness that you've either received or that you've done or that you've seen God do in your life. It's up to you.
Yeah. And that's such a hard question because I can think of so many examples with that. I feel like the first kind of story that popped up in my head was actually two different stories. So my family, my parents lead mission trips every summer to Guatemala. And so I kind of got to grow up going to Guatemala in the summers, which was in itself unbelievable and so awesome being able to grow up with that kind of just like my own cultural bubble being popped and being able to be in a different culture and learn from them. But I just remember this one time we were in a community there to like serve them. And we were like bringing water filters, I think, and like food baskets, whatever. And we were sitting down with this lady who was living in like immense poverty, didn't have anything really. And her means of living was to sell jewelry. And that's how she got money to support her family, whatever. And she was on the road and we just happened to be talking to her. And she just like looked so kind of just tired and worn down. But yet she was so like vibrant in the way she talked and was so, so kind and extended so much love to like these obvious like Americans coming in, like showing that we're here to serve them, but just like was like so sweet. And like I just remember she handed me a piece of jewelry and I was like, oh, let me pay you for this. Like, I know, like in my head, I'm thinking this is like this is like your way to survive.
Right.
And she just handed me over one of her jewelry, one of her earrings or like these little dangly earrings and gave a pair to me and my sisters and was just so giving and like in the midst of like living in poverty and living in like this tired, worn down state. It was just like so spoke volumes to me and like at a young age when I was like in middle school or high school or something that I was like, I was just really touched by that.
Can you, before you share the other story, can you speak into the importance of receiving? Like what would have happened if you would have been like, no, I have to pay you. I can't take it.
Right. Yeah. That's such a good point because like, I so feel like that was her way of being like, this is where I live. This is my culture. I want to do something for you. And I want to share a part of my culture with you. And me being like, no, I'm going to pay you would almost be like kind of like offensive. I would think if I was in her shoes, I'd be like, no, I'm trying to show kindness here. Like, please receive it. This is what my intentions are. And if I would have insisted on paying, or if I would have been like, no, keep it, do your thing. I think it would have kind of stolen from her too. Cause obviously what we were saying is it feels so good to show love to people. So like not accepting that would almost, if somebody did that to me, I would take that as kind of offensive. Cause it feels good to show that kind of kindness to people. Yeah. So yeah.
It's so hard to receive. But so important, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
So tell us your second kindness story.
Yeah. The other story I thought of that kind of goes along the lines of my book of showing kindness when people don't deserve it is, there was a time, and I always think about this because my dad is just so amazing and patient. There was a time where we had jet skis up north and I was specifically told, don't go jet skiing with tubes behind it. Like, don't let people tube behind the jet ski. And me being irresponsible, not listening to my parents, I did it anyway. I had my cousins in the back, and I was like riding the jet ski, whatever, going crazy with it. And I wasn't thinking, and the rope got intertwined in the motor, whatever. It got all messed up, and we were renting these jet skis, so they weren't even ours. So my dad would have had to pay all this money, and that's why he didn't want me to do that in the first place. And anyway, he comes back, and of course, I'm terrified to tell him that I just didn't listen to him, and I did it anyway, and now I'm learning from my mistakes. And he, like, if that was me, I would have probably yelled at the person and been super annoyed and would have said all these reasons why you shouldn't have done that. But he totally met me with just like grace and was like, and was obviously held me accountable for my actions. But he got in the water and like totally just like got on his hands and knees and was like fixing it on his own. Didn't even like make me go in and help him. And it was just like, just extended so much grace to me that I did not deserve. I totally disregarded what he told me to do. And then he's in there fixing my mistakes and didn't even like make me feel bad about it. Like didn't make me feel shameful at all. Like my own guilt was the punishment, honestly. But just even that in itself, I was like, oh my gosh, like I have such a good dad. That was just so sweet. And that stuck with me my whole life, that memory.
That's interesting, because I would imagine then that it will stick with you as you have your own family and even in your practice, you know, because I'm sure that you'll run across people who maybe.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always think of grace as being just like understanding that people are doing the best they can in any given situation with the resources they have, you know, like your age or your inexperience or whatever that would be. What does grace look like to you?
Yeah. So my older sister explained it to me one time as like, she explained to me the difference between grace and mercy. And grace is a gift that we don't deserve. And mercy is not being given something that we did deserve. Mm. And that kind of like made me understand grace better, because I just so see it so many times in my life with my relationship with God, with my relationship with my parents, with my friends, with so many people. And, I just think that's like one of the highest forms of love, is showing grace to people and giving somebody a gift when they don't deserve it. It's just, it makes the individual feel so loved.
And imagine what that would look like if right now in this world of like not enough people working and, you know, slow service times and, you know, you can't get what you want when you want it. If we could just extend that grace.
Yeah. It's so countercultural that it's like almost hard to believe that that's how our world could be. But I feel like that's how we were meant to live, is in that constant space of grace. Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. So the other thing I like to ask people on the Kindness Podcast is for a tip, something that people can do today to add more kindness to their life or to live out kindness.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, because like for me personally, how I feel loved is words of affirmation and validation, and also just like listening. I think a listener nowadays is so rare, like a genuine listener who is actually hearing what you're saying and not just thinking about what they're going to say next. It's just so, so rare. And even that in itself shows so much kindness, because sometimes all people want is to be heard. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to go into social work, was like an opportunity for people to be heard and for their voices to be heard. And also just going back to like words of affirmation, I think I heard this quote once that said, if you see something good in someone, say it, like say it out loud, speak it into existence. Because I think everybody needs that. Like if you're just living in your own world, of course you're going to be filled with insecurities and things that aren't true. And so when somebody comes in and tells you things that they notice about you that are good and that, that they notice about you, it's just so, it's so heartwarming. And it makes, it's such an encouragement to me when people do that to me, and like totally, totally makes my day. So I think even something as simple as just like going up to somebody and being like, I noticed when you did this the other day, that meant so much, or just something like that, of showing somebody you see them and you hear them, and individualizing people.
Well, I would be completely remiss if I didn't stop right now then, as we near the end of the Kindness Podcast, and just say to you, Sophia, I just am so encouraged by your heart And by the way that, you know, you are going to lead as you continue to live your life, as you continue to, you know, become a very old woman, and in the people that you will touch, just because your heart is so full of God's love, that's, it's really special. So thank you.
Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Thank you for being on the podcast today. Where can people find the Friendly Mouse?
Yeah. So, I have it written down here because there's several platforms that you can look at.
Okay.
So we have an Instagram page, that I really like, that it's super cute and creative. The Instagram is at the Friendly Mouse Books. It's just that. And then the Facebook is the-friendly-mouse. And then there's also a website that's www.thefriendlymousebook.com. So those are three pretty good platforms to look at.
Okay. Yay. Yeah. Then they can connect with you and, you know, maybe share their favorite verse about kindness or anything else. And
yeah.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you. Many, many, many blessings as you head into your next chapter. Get it? We're talking about books. I'm really funny. As you head into your next chapter, I just wish you such great big blessings. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you.
Once again, many thanks to Sophia Tyler. I'm Nicole Phillips. This episode of the Kindness Podcast is a product of Northwestern Media, a ministry of University of Northwestern St. Paul. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And check out my books and blog on the socials at Nicole J. Phillips. I hope your day is filled with kindness. Once again, many thanks to our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.